Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Comic Source Podcast. I'm Jace. In this episode, you're going to hear the interview I did at San Diego Comic-Con with John Semper. He's the writer on the upcoming title Cyborg from DC. That's going to launch with a Cyborg Rebirth issue on September 9th. One thing in the interview, I asked John specifically about the villain, the new villain he's going to create for the series. He didn't at the time mention the name of the villain. I think that they wanted to wait until the panel that he was on in order to make that announcement. So we've since discovered that the villain's name is Malware. And supposedly he is kind of being controlled, or there's another layer, there's another rogue. Semper talked in other interviews about wanting to create kind of a pantheon of villains for Cyborg. So there's someone else pulling the strings, or someone else behind the scenes. Specifically, John Semper mentioned wanting to create Cyborg's Moriarty or Cyborg's Joker. You know, somebody who, when you think of Cyborg, you immediately think of this person as their main villain, their opposite. So we'll look forward to that. As far as Cyborg itself, I'm very excited. John Semper has a background in animation, and so, you know, that kind of storytelling certainly works well in the pages of comics. A little bit different, but we've seen this crossover from writers before, and it's worked out pretty well. I will say that running a show like Spider-Man, and having to put out all these episodes, and the process of animation is an arduous one, very different from the way a comic is put together. But it gives me hope that John will be able to handle doing a twice-monthly book and get it out on time. So we know DC in the last few years has had a pretty good track record of hiring people who get the work done, you know, in sharp contrast to Marvel, who constantly ship books late. DC's books are pretty much on time. And John, as a person, you know, he doesn't panic. He's very thoughtful, genuine, soft-spoken, probably one of my favorite creators to talk to. It's always a pleasure to talk to him. So I feel like from that standpoint, Cyborg's in very good hands. You'll hear in the interview John talk about wanting to take Cyborg to new places, kind of wanting to see him more as a regular person. And how he deals with the fact that he's half man, half machine. How does he relax, being that he's, you know, always plugged in to the internet? He says at one point, you know, how do you just relax and listen to some music when you basically can listen to every song ever created in a nanosecond? Because it you know, he could do that. He's half machine. So he's going to get into that as well. So it's going to be a different take on Cyborg, I think, and one that I think is a long time in coming, exploring who Vic Stone himself is rather than just Cyborg the superhero. So I want to thank everyone for listening. Just a reminder that we have our contest coming up later this week. You need to listen to the interview I did with Gerard Way. At the beginning of that episode, I'm going to ask some trivia questions. You'll be able to go back and listen to previous episodes of the podcast to find the answers. And then the first four emails that I receive at thecomicsourceblog@gmail.com, the first four emails I receive that have the correct answers are going to win the Young Animal ash cans that Gerard had a hand in making. And that's a really great interview too. I can't wait for you guys to hear it. Gerard has a lot of interesting things to say. So once again, I want to thank everyone for listening. Be sure you're following us on all our social media accounts so that you can keep up to date with what's going on with The Comic Source. So twitter.com/TheComicSource, instagram.com/TheComicSource, facebook.com/TheComicSource. We're in all those places. And if you listen to us on iTunes, reviews really, really help us out, those 5-star reviews, so keep those coming. You can visit our website, thecomicsourceblog.com, where you can find all past episodes of our podcast. You can find our sketch gallery there. There's links to Manny's written blog and my written blog, and of course the famous sketch gallery. So we really appreciate all the support. We have some exciting things coming up for you with other creator interviews from San Diego. We're going to be doing some creator interviews over Skype. We have something in the works that's pretty big for us here that'll hopefully kind of expand our reach and bring in new listeners. And the more listeners we have, the more support we have, the more access we have to creators and exclusive content and things like that. So, as I said, I appreciate everybody's sharing the podcast and appreciate all your listenership. It's really helping us grow, and there's exciting things on the way. So enjoy this interview with John Semper, and we'll talk to you next time.
All right, this is Jace from The Comic Source here at San Diego Comic-Con with John Semper.
Hello.
Now, John, you're going to be working on this very soon-to-be-forthcoming Cyborg title.
Yes, I actually am already working on it. I'm probably about 3 issues in, but the first one will come out in September.
Wow. Now, when I last talked to you at WonderCon, right after the DC Rebirth announcements, things were still a little bit up in the air. You were still finalizing things. But you did mention to me that you're going to be exploring who Vic Stone is as a man.
Yes. That's, for me, the most exciting thing, because I didn't think it had been done before. And when you take on something like this, where writers who come before you have done such a great job handling the character, you look for an area where you can kind of make your mark. And I realized that in making him an epic hero, they had, not necessarily had the time to develop him as a human being. So I'm spending a lot of time really getting into his head and investigating a little bit of his life before he became Cyborg, which I don't think we've ever really seen before, and also introducing some new characters who will bring out different shades of his personality.
Now, one of the things that has been explored extensively, and you kind of touched on it, is the fact that he's a machine.
Yeah.
He's got these powers.
Right.
And that's what we've seen from the classic George Perez, Marv Wolfman stuff to David Walker's recent run.
Right.
So it's this man versus machine. That's something you're going to touch on, right?
Yes.
Now, to you, do you have a feeling like which side matters more, or is it a matter of him bringing both sides together to find out who he really is?
Well, that's a good question. I think that's the question he's asking himself these days, and because I always like to create villains who kind of poke a finger right on the sore spot. The current villain that I'm working with is kind of really asking him that question as well. I personally lean toward the fact that he's human and that he's got to discover his humanity, because I'm human and you're human and everyone reading is human. So I think that in order to make it relevant for all of us, Vic's got to discover it and kind of reaffirm his own humanity. But it's going to take him a little while to get there.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear you say that, because as I've said, I love Cyborg from back those classic George Perez, Marv Wolfman, Titan Tales. And yeah, there's definite value. He's a hero, and he derives that from the machine part of himself. But I think there's a lot of value there as a man, and especially as a black man in today's world, to, as you said, to make it relevant.
Yeah, that's very important to me. Very practically speaking, for instance, I think that in the past he's been treated almost as if he was someone who had a disability. And I don't see him that way. I see him as an epic hero. Every hero has weaknesses. He has his weaknesses. But I really want to build up the heroic side of him, which I think is the human side of him. On a practical level, we will not. I will not be pulling them apart like a Tinker toy anymore. I think there's been too much of that. So yeah, the emphasis right now is on making him epic. And the fact that he is a character of color, I think that's very significant. I think it's important for him to always be handled in a dignified way. But it's important to also investigate what that means to be a person of color in this society. And I can do that through Vic. So it's really the perfect job for me right now. It's exactly what I want to do.
Yeah, we talked at WonderCon about the fact that you now have fans that grew up with your Spider-Man, let's say, and they come up. And there's value to these stories, you know? That maybe they're, you know, figments of our imagination or fictional characters, but there's value. The world needs good role models right now.
I think so. And I think, you know, it's really funny because usually when I go to a convention, I end up afterwards kind of surrounded by a bunch of 30-somethings who all grew up with my cartoons. They're all fine individuals. I feel tremendously proud of having inspired them. That's certainly not something I was thinking about when I was working years ago and making a paycheck, but I was thinking about wanting the show to be good, just as now I'm thinking about wanting the comic book to be good. And, you know, I will fight for those things because I think this is our modern mythology. I think that people do turn to these characters and to these stories as a way of figuring out how to live life, and I take that as a huge responsibility. So, yeah. I'm glad to have lived long enough to sort of see the end result.
Yeah, you know? That's cool.
So now it's all gravy.
I wonder if you could tease anything for us about who the villain... Now, because when I talked to you at WonderCon, you weren't even sure who the villain was going to be.
Yeah.
Can you give us any hints onto...
well, when you talked to me at WonderCon, I'm not sure. You know, I had started writing, but I had not gotten any notes yet, really, and I had no idea how this was all going to work out. Wow. You know, I can't tell you much, but I will tell you that the villain that I've created initially will make his first appearance at the end of issue zero, the rebirth issue.
Rebirth issue, right?
And he will really touch upon every aspect of Cyborg's life in all kinds of really sensitive ways. So, yeah.
Well, I really look forward to it, John.
Well, thank you.
Thanks a lot for your time.
I hope that we meet again next year at this time, and it's a huge success.
Yeah, we talk about how Cyborg is DC's number one selling book.
From your lips.
All right, John, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. This is fun.